The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
After Billboard removed Old Town Road from the country charts, Lil Nas X says it made him feel more accomplished than anything else. He said the Billboard decision wasn't bigger than the song. Me being involved in something like that doesn't make me feel bad. It makes me feel even more accomplished in a way. When he was asked about if he felt like the decision was racist at all, he said, I had that idea in mind at first, but as I went on to think about it, I was like, well, maybe the country music industry is guarded. You can have your country song with trap elements, but if it's known by country artists, then it's allowed. A black guy who raps comes along and is on top of the country charts, it's like, what the F? Billboard said the song was removed because it doesn't embrace enough elements of today's country music.
I saw there's a radio station, I think, in Nashville. They're going to have a mixture of country and rap. Did you see this yesterday?
No.
I saw, like, in the radio, like, Our Business kind of a trade thing. And it's interesting. They'll play, like, rap songs, and, like, this would fit in there somewhere.
Huh.
So I wonder, maybe there's a spot there for a Lil Nas X after all.
I told you, hip-hop is going to be a thing.
This is not hip-hop.
Christina Aguilera says she gained respect for Adam Levine after he left The Voice after 16 seasons.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, we held hands from the beginning of that show. We kicked it off, and we didn't know where it was going to go, what was going to happen. So I think there's always a time and a place where, especially as an artist, it's like getting back into your creative mode and out of that kind of environment is important, I think. And I actually gained some respect with that decision. It's good to follow your heart over Dallas sometimes.
Friends of Prince were reportedly shocked to find out that his house was full of pills. According to a source, Prince was taking muscle relaxers, painkillers, and tranquilizers days before his death. During a recent episode of Fatal Addiction with Nancy O'Dell, the reporter Mark Malkin said, talk about one of the most private people in the entertainment industry. That was Prince. So no one outside of his most inner circle knew anything that was going on. And that's why I think that's why it was such a shock when he died and his house was full of pills, full of opioids, muscle relaxers, painkillers, tranquilizers, and all that stuff. And Miley Cyrus just released her new album, She Is Coming, along with some very interesting merchandise to go along with it. She's selling condoms that come in a black wrapper with the word She Is Coming, 1-833-SHE-IS-MC on them. The condoms cost $20 and include a digital download of the album. Other merch includes t-shirts, posters, and sweatshirts.
$20?
Yeah.
The cheap guy in me is like, wait, I could get like 50 of those.
It's very expensive,
I think. Come on, Miley, drop the price.
Coming up next in the garbage is this A-lister leaving his girlfriend for Lady Gaga.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.